This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Now I've got a quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear this, what do you think of?
Oh dear. The first thing I think is, pray tell, how did the woman who sings this song come up with those lyrics? I want to know her inspiration. Is it autobiographical?
Is it autobiographical?
You know, well, did she one day walk into a club and go, oh, you know, something smells funny. What's going on here? Should we just ask her?
We should just ask her. Ladies and gentlemen, the beautiful J-Mac is live in studio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Or lady and gentlemen, I should say. Yeah!
They're like round of applause.
They were just a little bit perplexed as to what Disco Fanny was. They're like, oh my God, did she really say
awkward
that?
Awkward pause and then clapping. I'm used to that.
So back to my original question. Disco Fanny, is this autobiographical?
Well, of course, because I'm a woman with flaps, so...
By that she means wings.
Once a month. But what I mean is, like, every dude gets sweaty balls. So we get the same, and it usually happens on the dance floor. That's kind of where it comes into play, you know, or horse riding. So
right. And are there remedies for Disco Fanny?
You know what? You can use some toothpaste on the edges. You can drink kombucha tea, or you can spray a bit of Femfresh.
Have you actually tested these theories?
Yes. Okay. All of them. All
right.
In the name of art.
In the name of art.
And you know what? That would be painful.
The move with the toothpaste in the video clip is really enticing too.
It's pretty sexy. It's kind of just like Colgate on the flaps.
I think I just turned straight. Colgate on the flaps.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. But you know what? I might as well share because it's gross. But like the song came up, but they say all art is some form of healing, right? So I actually had an operation at the start of the year for a brand new vagina, like a bit of a cancer scare. Yeah, so I hadn't actually had a smelly vagina, shall we say. Not like horrible. Yeah. Like, that's not why I wrote this song. But during the operation, wow, you don't want to be near anyone for a good 3 days.
Really?
You know, imagine when you cut your knee open.
Oh, yes, true.
Yeah, just say no more about that.
It's a no-go zone.
Yeah, pretty much.
No-go. Don't go there, you know.
But new vagina 2013. Hello.
Coming soon to cinemas near you.
So what's coming up for you? Disco Fanny, you kind of had a bit of a launch party for it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, we did at Boutique. It was massive.
It was
Adam came. In front and centre with his flapping fan. It was really, really fun. We had a full house by like 9:30 and
it was incredible.
Yeah, it was good fun. We had Disco Fanny. We had Disco Fanny wipes being handed out on the dance floor for, you know, in case someone needed to freshen up. And then we did like a 20-30 minute set of some old school disco classics. So good fun.
That was really amazing. I completely forgot in the invitation that there was a disco set, and all of a sudden you and Fanella and everyone is up on the stage and singing and jamming. I'm like, this totally rocks.
So fun. We had two backup dancers, two singers, everyone kind of pitched in. We've got a few gigs coming up, I think, at Even Prince and that over the next few months.
Fantastic.
That's amazing. Anyway, stay with us. J-Mac, don't rush out of the studio just yet because we've got some more questions for you and we want to chat all things Disco Fanny.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
Now, we do have the lovely J-Mac, who is the creator of Disco... Well, she didn't create Disco Fanny itself, but creator of the single and the phenomenon that's taken Twitter and Facebook and YouTube by storm. Well, not YouTube, I should say, because YouTube's coming up very soon.
Yes, I'm a bit of a hippie, so we're waiting for the end of the Mercury retrograde and then we're going to launch. So, a bit of a viral dance involved and,
A viral dance?
Oh, you know, touche. Don't even have to explain that one.
No, you don't. I'm with your sister. We on the same vibration right now.
Now, we're going to take a photo and upload it to our Facebook page because you're actually in a beautiful school dress.
I am.
When I saw you come into the studio, I'm like, is she allowed to be here? Shouldn't she be at school?
Actually, the first words you said to me, are you legal?
I just wanted to make sure, you know, because in case we wouldn't get, like, you know, arrested.
So having all this awkward sexual tension in the room.
Your principal's at the door holding a ruler.
Spank me. Yeah, no, it's October, so it's Do It In A Dress Month. And my favourite charity, One Girl, I work with them, and every year I wear a dress and do crazy stuff. So, like, last year I jumped out of a plane. This year I'm I can't really top that. I kind of gone there for the last 2 years.
So
I'm going
to work up to it.
I know. Look,
you know.
I'm wearing it all week and I'm going surfing on Saturday, so that's pretty good. If anyone else can suggest what I can do, all in the school dress.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
Wait, can we come and watch?
Well, no, there's no room in the car, but if you want to drive down, you're welcome to. Yeah.
Thank you. I think I'm washing my hair that night. Day. Really bad alibi.
Now, you are, as much as you are a singer and doing things in a dress, you are one of Australia's favourite comedians.
Oh, that's a bit cute.
Yeah. We've got festivals coming up in Adelaide, in Melbourne. We've got, you know, Melbourne International Comedy Festival is right around the corner. It creeps up on us so quickly.
It creeps up so fast. I bumped into Greg Fleet yesterday, actually, in St Kilda, and he was playing with his dog, and I was like, we've got to do registrations. We've got to write our shows. It's all coming. It's all happening. Because, like, we're basically in Adelaide from February, and then it kind of kicks off the year and doesn't really stop. So it's writing time now. I'm about to go into lockdown mode.
Lockdown, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens.
That's what you see the Facebook messages saying, just leave the pizza at the door and leave me alone.
Well, actually, I'm juice fasting, so leave the juice at the door and keep walking.
I've got to ask you, and I ask some of my comedian friends this too, because you're a comedian, when you're, like, hanging out with your friends and you say something, do they expect everything you say to be funny?
No.
They don't?
No, because they've known me forever. Okay. But it's like more like the awkward when you just meet someone, they're like, oh, what do you do? Like, I'll try and not say it at all.
Yeah.
And I'll just tell them, you know, I do stuff emceeing and that type of stuff. And then they'll be like, oh, tell me a joke, you know?
I'm like,
what do you do for a living? And they're like, oh, accountant. I'm like, well, do you want to go through some numbers? Do you want to do my tax right now? They're like, no, I'm not at work. I'm like, well, neither. Don't ask me. I'm not on stage.
It's funny.
So just like walk into a coffee shop and go, can I have a latte? And the person behind goes, oh, J-Mac, that's hilarious. Tell me another one.
Oh, man. I think, yeah, it's like an expectation, hey? It's
I think
funny.
So, too. Because one of my friends, Bobby McCumber, I don't know if you know her, yeah, but she... Oh, you know her. She,
girlfriend's connected.
Girlfriends are connected. But she said to me that, you know, when she's with a group of friends and sometimes she says something, your friend's like, well, is that it? Don't use that. Don't use that. So you can kind of test your material out unknowingly.
Yeah, and I did at parties and stuff. I think it's more like if something gets a laugh that you're not expecting, like you're just speaking truth or saying something that happened on the weekend and they laugh, you go, oh, they think that's funny. I didn't think that was funny. And then that's the stuff I'll write down. So.
What's the most awkward thing that you... awkward joke that you've said to
that
an audience?
I've said?
That you've said and, like, you got the response that you didn't expect. Have you said a joke and no one's laughed?
I've had a few. That's only caucus. Normal. One of the best ones. It depends. Like, if you do a gig, say, in Brisbane and then you do a gig at, like, the opening of a Christian Dior store and you use the same type of jokes, sometimes they don't go down as well. But, like, one of my favourite ones is... don't eat tuna before spending time with a lesbian.
Why is that?
I just open with that and just leave like blank silence and then I just make them feel really awkward and think about it and then I start talking. I love that.
That's
like
hilarious.
I don't care if they don't laugh. I love people to kind of like go inside themselves and go, oh, have I done that?
They're going to go inside themselves. I'm thinking about that. That's a great segue there. Great segue.
Oh, mate, you know me too well already.
Guys are connected at birth. 19 minutes to 9. Jemek, are you going to stick around with us a little bit longer?
Totes. I have parking for like half an hour.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
We've got J-Mac in the studio with us, still here, still looking lovely in a dress.
Thank you.
Now, besides everything that's going on and you've just released a new single, you're working on another single.
Yeah, we've got a few coming. We've got another comedy one coming, kind of. I can't say exactly when. I'm going to say December. Let's just say December. And then working with a few producers in Italy for some serious songs. So.
Oh, some serious songs.
Yeah, well, I've got my comedy stuff, but then I do music. So there's some. I'm working with a guy that plays with Above and Beyond. So pretty cool. Oh, that's cool. A bit more intense, like proggy stuff.
But that's all hush hush.
Yeah, shh.
And what's it like actually having these international DJs reach out to you? I mean, you've just kind of shone your light on the scene, for want of a better word, and then now, you know, you've got these international DJs approaching you. How does it feel?
It's fun. I'm pretty naive as well, though. I'm just like, oh, how you going, like on Facebook? Yeah, no worries, mate. It's like, oh, a friend wants your voice on this track. I'm like, yeah, cool, no worries, I'll send them something. And then you kind of find out where they've played and who they are and that type of thing. But I don't know, it's cool. Everyone's just an artist, so it's good to connect.
You're pretty chill about it.
Pretty chill.
Is there a particular artist that you would love to work with?
Redfoo?
Who's Redfoo?
He's from LMFAO.
Oh,
yeah. I'm not very good with my hipster names.
Yeah, he actually...
Let's get ridiculous,
yeah,
girlfriend.
Yeah, they started with... that was like... what was it? Sexy and I Know It was actually a comedy song and they were stand-up comedians in LA. So that kind of translated into music. So I feel like we're on the same kind of let's just get the party going and wear fluoro kind of vibe. And I love his hair, so why not?
So true. Anyway, we're going to let you go because you have a lovely lady waiting for you.
And I got to go.
How can people reach out to you if they want to know more?
They can jump onto Facebook / Justine J. Mac McNerney or on Twitter is J. Mac Step Back and www.whoisjmac.com for all the links.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I've listened back to a few interviews that you and I have done, and I've got your surname wrong twice. I've got your first name wrong once. So now when someone says, who are you interviewing? I'm interviewing Justin.
It's McInerney, but no one can say it. That's why we went with the artist name J-Mac. It's just way easier.
So Justin McInerney's in the studio today.
It's been since I was a kid. I'm used to it. It's fine.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.